This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As I've mentioned many times, I love secrets of adulthood, aphorisms, epigrams, paradoxes, koans, allegories, fables, and teaching stories of all kinds. Perhaps because I love them so much myself and go out of my way to read them, I'm often surprised to learn that a story or aphorism that I assume is very well known, or even a cliche, is actually not very well known. For instance, I love Aesop's fables. Aesop was a storyteller in ancient Greece who's credited with a number of fables now collectively known as Aesop's Fables. Although his existence remains unclear and no actual writings by him survive, numerous tales credited to him have been gathered over the centuries. One of my favorites of these stories is The North Wind and the Sun. Many versions exist, but here is the basic version if you don't know this story. The sun and the north wind begin to argue about who was the stronger. As they quarreled, they noticed a traveler walking down a road. "Look," suggested the sun, "there's a traveler wrapped in a cloak. Let's decide who of us is stronger by seeing who can strip him of his cloak." The north wind agreed to the test and immediately sent an icy blast against the traveler to try to whip the cloak from his body. The traveler clutched his cloak, and the harder the north wind blew, the more tightly he hung on. Finally, the north wind gave up. Then the sun began to shine, first gently so that the traveler unfastened his cloak and let it hang loose. Then the sun started to shine more warmly until the traveler pulled off his cloak to rest under a shady tree. Aesop, as Aesop is wont to do, helpfully points out the lesson, which is a timeless one. Gentleness and kind persuasion often win when force and bluster fail. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.